Welcome to the Academic Minute. I'm Lynn Pascarella, president of Mount Holyoke College. Participating in high school sports is a great indicator of one's future health. Brian Wansick, professor of marketing at Cornell University, examined the lifestyle of hundreds of former student athletes.
We all know that maintaining a healthy lifestyle is the best way to ensure good health later in life. But is there just one thing your younger self could do to almost guarantee that you'd be active after the age of 75? Yeah, play a high school sport. We surveyed 712 World War II veterans to determine what common denominators led to an active lifestyle after the age of 75. This group of veterans was an ideal group to examine because they were deemed healthy enough for military service in their 20s, and when we surveyed them, they were in their late 70s. Now, of all the factors we studied, the behavior that had the largest impact on the health of these men 50 years later was whether they had played a sport in high school. Now, those who had participated in any sport, be it football, basketball, track, baseball, whatever, reported that they were currently exercised regularly and visited the doctor fewer times a year than those who had reported not playing a sport. Now, decreased physical activity is a big problem with youth in the U.S. Inactive kids are more likely to be obese and suffer from mental and physical health problems. These findings emphasize the value of encouraging tweens and teens to regularly be involved in some athletic program or exercise activity, not just for their near-term benefit, but for the long-term benefit years later. School sports and physical education programs, even recess, are being hurt by budget cuts, leaving kids with fewer or no opportunities to be active on a regular basis. This study provides valuable evidence about the long-term, hugely positive impact of providing opportunities for kids. It should not only aid high school and youth centers in planning and requesting program support, but it should also inform policymakers all the way from the local school district to the District of Columbia.
That was Brian Wansick of Cornell University. You can find this, other segments, and more information about the professors at academicminute.org.
Production support for the Academic Minute comes from Newman's Own, giving all profits to charity and pursuing the common good for over 30 years. And from Mount Holyoke College, never fear change.